Wolverines are very similar to badgers. They're a little darker in color, and they are ferocious creatures. They are highly solitary, and they have these incredible metabolisms. They've been known to sleep as few as like 1 to 2 hours a day, and they spend the rest of their time wandering exposed ridgelines looking for prey and food.
This is Craig Lloyd. He's a running enthusiast based in Utah in the United States, and up until a few years ago, he didn't have a clue about a wolverine's sleeping pattern. Craig has always been very sporty, and the only thing he cared about was running long distances on mountain trails.
Ultra running is really running any distance beyond a marathon of 26.2 miles. For me, I prefer to run anywhere from 50 to 100 miles. I started running in January of 2009. It really came at the request of my wife, who thought that I needed a little bit more cardio in my life. I'd been a religious rock climber, and I realized that I could actually run on trails and run to the top of mountains considerably faster than hiking them. I think on average, I probably train 12 to 15 hours a week, 2 to 3 hours a day, which means I have a lot of early mornings. But there's nothing better than watching the sunrise from the top of a mountain, so I'm not arguing either.
In 2015, Craig was invited to join a research team that would involve using his running skills to help find wolverines that were at the time believed to be extinct in that area. The project was run by an organization called Adventure Scientists.
They are a research conservation entity that perform research opportunities and gather data to better help us understand our relationship with wild spaces. I have a university degree in zoology, and so I've been passionate about conservation, and I have a deep love for the wild and animals. And the study that they were looking to get volunteers for was a research study on the north slope of the Uinta Mountains, which is in northeastern Utah. And they were trying to determine whether or not wolverines who had been thought to be previously extinct from the area had repopulated there, because in 2014, on a motion sensor hunting camera, someone had caught some video of a wolverine. And so they ran a 4-month study placing 32 different cameras to see if they could try and understand if there was a population density within northeastern Utah.
But they needed volunteers to go and check these cameras. And who better to ask than Craig, who loves jogging for hundreds and hundreds of miles at a time.
I jumped on it immediately because as an ultra runner, I can get into places quicker and in a lot of cases more competently than your average weekend day hiker. We placed 32 different motion sensor video cameras across the north slope of the Uinta Mountains. We're talking about thousands and thousands of square miles. So, you know, trying to get a wolverine to show up on one of those is a needle in a haystack. And so what we had to do is would take in 2 motion sensor cameras and we would hang them from a tree. And then on a tree opposite the camera, usually about 20 feet away, we would set up a series of different bait to try and draw the animals in. I believe we had some ox bone that we hung from the tree. And the other one that they had was, this is really disgusting, but they had a special concoctant of what was essentially extracts of skunk anal glands and a number of other scent glands from prey species. And then they mix it all together. For as volunteers, one of our biggest challenges was to scent the bait area without vomiting, because it was just absolutely horrible smell. It smelled like a skunk had been run over, and then you had run over a squirrel, and then you had run over a fish, and you had like squished them all together. And whatever horrible smell emanated was what was in that bottle. And you had to carry it in a backpack or a running vest for hours. And no matter how much, you'd bag it and then you'd double bag it and then you'd put it inside a waterproof container and you could still smell it. I mean, it permeated your everything you had. It was delightful. Let's just go with that.
But Craig was not put off by the awful smell, anything to please the Wolverines. He paired up with another ultra runner, Sarah McCloskey, and for 4 months they ran almost endlessly into the wilderness, hoping to find the elusive animal.
You had to drive several hours just to get to your research location, and then we would have to run upwards over the course of the day about 20 miles. We would approach the camera, and we would pull the memory card from the camera and immediately slide it into just a small camera that we brought with us and view if we had gotten any animals of any kind. And then we would replace the batteries, redo all the bait, and then we would move on to the next one. What we did find on those cameras were bears with their cubs interacting in front of a camera, and we saw elk who were shedding their velvet against the trees. We saw mountain lions, and we saw behaviors from these local species that you just don't see very often. But no, we found no wolverines. It doesn't mean that they aren't there. What it does mean is that we have no statistical proof to say that they have repopulated the area. But it is likely that there is some population density that exists within the north slope of the Uinta Mountains. At some point, somebody with a motion sensor hunting camera will likely capture another one on film. And I hope they do. I think it would be fantastic if we saw them repopulate the area. It would be really awesome. For me, it was just important to know that we can do these types of studies and we can show the importance of why we need to protect these lands. It's important to know that we share them with the native species. And so knowing that we have a robust, wild, and diverse population of different species is really valuable. I was able to combine something I'm incredibly passionate about, which is my love for nature and my love for the wild and all things that exist in it, and my passion for running and really getting just mentally and emotionally lost in nature.